Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Perfecting Deliverance Radio, hosted by yours truly, Latoya Haley. We are live on every Wednesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in and listen as my weekly guests are sharing testimonies of deliverance from strongholds, healing, and the powerful movement of God. As a result of Perfecting Deliverance Radio, many souls have been led to Christ. Call in to the station to speak live with my guests by dialing 347-989-1779 and pressing 1 on your keypad for questions or comments. Also listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/perfectingdeliverance or download the Blog Talk Radio app on Apple Store or Google Play. Follow me on Facebook at Latoya Haley or like my Perfecting Deliverance Ministries page. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Latoya Haley. You can email us at perfectingdeliverance1@yahoo.com. You can contact Perfecting Deliverance Ministries at 731-215-0236. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show.
Good evening, and you've reached Perfect and Deliverance Radio. I am your host, LaToya Haley, and today is December the 16th, 2015. We are 9 days away from Christmas. I'm so excited that it is fastly approaching. I hope everyone has done their Christmas shopping. I haven't even started. Don't judge me, but I haven't started. But I'm going to get started here probably in the next few days. I think I'm going to do some online shopping this year for my family and friends, and so I don't have to fight the crowds at the stores. I've been seeing Walmart, and I drove past the mall the other night, and I wanted to stop so bad, and I just looked at the parking lot, and I said, oh, good gracious. I said, it's just so full. But you know what? That's what this time of the year is about. It is all about Christ, all about giving gifts. It's all about family. It's about your loved ones, your friends. So just don't forget to do something nice for someone this year, not just because it's Christmas. We should do stuff. We should do things nice for people all of the time. But this is a season of Thanksgiving. This is a season about Jesus' birth. So let's just make sure that we are remembering that, teaching our children that as well, that it's not all about the presents, it's not all about the gifts, but it is about Christ. But I do. I love this time of the year. I love the Christmas trees. I love the lights. I think I'm going to ride around this weekend and look at the Christmas lights, decorations that people have up. I just love this time of the year. And again, I'm still yet saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Even from this past Monday up until now, I am still running this race for the Lord. So I'm just so happy and excited for what we have today. Today's guest, we have Pastor Joseph Bowers out of Atlanta, Georgia. He's going to be joining us here in just a little bit. But we're going to pause here for some station identification. If you want to call into the station and listen in by your handset, you can call in to 347-989-1779. And at any time during the show, if you have a question or a comment for myself or the guest, you can press 1 on your keypad. That will alert me that you have a question or a comment. Or for those of you that are listening online or somebody you know that wants to listen online, let them know that it's www.blogtalkradio.com/perfectingdeliverance. So they can listen online there as well. Also, there is a Blog Talk Radio app for those of you that have Android. You can go to Google Play. If you have iPhone, you can go to the Apple Store. And you can download that as well. It is Blog Talk Radio. And once you download it, you can go in the search bar, put in Perfecting Deliverance Radio, and it'll bring you directly to this show. This show is entitled An Evening with Pastor Joseph Bowers, Deliverance at Its Finest. So that's how you can contact the show. That's how you can listen in. Just want to tell you a little bit about my day. Now, I had posted a picture on Facebook earlier today. I changed up my hair color and just wanted to know what everybody thought. It's something new for me, but I got a lot of feedback, a lot of good feedback, a lot of positive feedback. So I'm just thankful for that. So that's how my day started off. I was at work today. I worked about 10 hours approximately. So I'm a little tired in my body, but my spirit is always willing. So just thankful for that. The weather was not the best today. It rained the majority of the day off and on, and it was kind of breezy and kind of cool. It was about 55 degrees, so it wasn't the best. Yesterday was much nicer, and I'm glad because I was off work yesterday, and it was about 68 yesterday. So it was a little cooler. It's going to be a little cooler tomorrow, and it's going to be even a little cooler on Friday. So I said, well, God controls the weather. And I said, it's still beautiful any day above ground. It doesn't matter what the weather is. I love to see the sunshine. So hopefully to come back out tomorrow. But that's pretty much how my day went. Also, I don't talk about politics on my show, but those of you that have been listening, if you've been listening in to the Republican debate, it's just you all keep our nation, keep our nation in your prayers. I've just been looking at, I just pray that whoever comes in office next, that is just, it's, I tell you, just be prayerful. I can tell that the end of the end times are fastly approaching, and those of you that are, may not be saved or know someone that is unsaved, it behooves you. This is a great time to be saved. It doesn't matter what's going on. You can get saved right here on this radio show. It doesn't matter that it's a radio show. You can give your life to God at any point in time. When we close out the show, we will have prayer by Pastor Bowers. He'll close us out with prayer. Even though this is a radio show, we're still saved and sanctified, and prayer is always in order. So I said we're going to pray when we leave out from the show. But what I'm going to read here briefly, I'm going to read a little bit about our guest so you'll know a little bit about him, and then we're going to go and take a commercial break, and then he'll be back with us once the break is over. But on tonight, my guest is none other than Pastor Joseph Bowers from Atlanta, Georgia, by way of Peoria, Illinois. I thank God for my guest on this evening. And for those of you that tried to listen in, if you listened in to the show on last week, I had to record this one. I said the devil didn't want this show to go on, but this is our second go around, and then we are recording live. Everything is working perfectly. I said the devil wanted to, he wanted to ride, and he wanted to drive, and we didn't let him. So I said he's not getting any victory tonight. So we're just thankful for the show, but we're back here for round two this week. Pastor Bowers is the founder of Faith Deliverance Holiness Temple, Church of God in Christ in Atlanta, Georgia. He is the district evangelist for the Greater Atlanta District. His district superintendent is Superintendent Darrell Williams, and his district missionary is his mother, District Missionary Constance Loins. Joseph is the father of two beautiful daughters that are 12 and 13 years old now. Pastor Bowers, like many others, was saved and fell short of the glory of God. Pastor Bowers has been blessed to be free of homosexuality for almost 10 years and is still going strong. He is in the process of writing a book, which he'll tell us about later on in the show, that will be out sometime next year. Pastor Bowers is a mentor for young men who are in a life of homosexuality and seeking deliverance. And listen in as I ask Pastor Bowers some in-depth questions on tonight, and I pray that this interview is going to touch someone on this evening. So, again, we're going to go ahead and take a brief commercial break. And, again, if someone wants to call into the station, if they have a question, they can call in to 347-989-1779. Or, again, they can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/perfectanddeliverance. So we're going to go ahead and take a small commercial break. If you want to get you something to drink, you need to use the restroom, whatever it is that you need to do, and we'll be back in about 2 to 3 minutes.
What is the church? Is the church a building? Is the church a pastor? Or the staff? Is the church the music? The tradition or the ministries? These are all good things, but they are not the church. Take them away, and the church is still here. Why? Because you are still here. The church is you. The church is you with a purpose. The church is you on a mission. The church is you with a plan, a simple plan to plug into God at a weekend service. charge up in a small group community to live out using your gifts and passions and to pass on your faith to those who do not know Christ. When you and I live like this, all the things we used to do in church become things we do as the church. God desires it. The world needs it. And we are called to be it. What is the church? The church is you.
Hi, I'm a Christian.
And I'm a Christian too.
You know, in order to influence the world, we have to learn how to connect with them.
Oh, that's great. You know, I can connect. I'm bilingual.
Wow, you speak two languages.
Yeah, I speak English and Christianese.
Chinese, that's cool.
No, not Chinese, Christianese.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard of that.
That's because they don't teach it in school.
Huh. Yeah, it doesn't ring a bell. Can you give me an example?
Well, I'd love to, but in order to show you how, I'd have to have someone here.
Well, that's great. Meet my friend Lauren.
Oh, you brought a friend.
Yeah.
That's great. Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
You
need to get saved.
Saved from what?
What I'm trying to say is you need to be born again.
So are you talking about like reincarnation or?
Look, if you don't get saved, or if you're not born again, look, you just have to turn or burn, okay? Turn or burn.
Look, what my friend's trying to say is Jesus wants to have a real relationship with you and be a part of your life.
Oh, I get it.
See? I told you everyone understood Christianese.
Here today because you're winners, and I'm going to unleash your winning potential with the power of cheese. This is no ordinary cheese. This is Aldi's award-winning cheddar. And you know what happens when you eat a winner? You become a winner. Feel the power of cheese flow through your award-winning products. Everyone wins at Aldi.
And we are back again. You have reached Perfect and Deliverance Radio, and we are with Pastor Bowers as our guest today. Pastor Joseph Bowers is on the line, and we're going to talk in depth about his story, his testimony of his deliverance from homosexuality. So for those of you that are just joining us, again, the number to the station here is 347-989-1779. At any point during the interview, if you all like to ask a question or to make a comment, you can simply press 1 on your keypad. That will let us know that you do have a question or a comment for myself or for my guest. And at this time, I'm going to bring on Pastor Bowers. Pastor Bowers, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hello, thank you. Yes, I can hear you.
All right.
Thank you for joining us this evening. How's your day going?
Day's going real good. Today was a good day.
All right. Well, so we appreciate you, and thank you for being on the show. You are actually my first male guest that I have. I've been searching high and low, and you're my first male guest, because every guest that I've had on the show on this particular topic has been a female. And I've had people to inbox me, and they say, you know, LaToya, do you only interview women? And I'm like, no, I'm actually looking for a man that is actually truly delivered from that lifestyle. So I'm glad that you agreed to be on the show, and this is a transparent show. We don't hold anything back. This is a show for us to get everything out on the table, so people to understand exactly where it is that we're coming from this lifestyle, for those of you that may be in the lifestyle, coming out of the lifestyle, or thinking about going in it, if you are struggling in any way, male or female, this is a show for you to be listening into. So call someone, tell someone, you can text someone, let them know that they need to be listening in on this show on tonight, because it is going to be an awesome show, and his testimony is dynamic. Pastor Bowers, we're just going to get into these questions here. Just can you just let the callers know what happened in your life to be able to get started in that lifestyle? Because everybody's story is different, but in your particular case, what got you started into this lifestyle, or what happened?
Like on last Wednesday's show, what I said was going back, being 5 and 6 years old, there in Illinois, there's a Department of Child and Family Services called DCFS. And my mother was going with the battle with my dad on getting me. And so the courts granted her full custody, and my dad's rights was taken away from him. And so with my mother partying and having multiple men as boyfriends, there was one, well, actually more than one, that molested me or raped me around about the age of 5 or 6 years old. And on last week, like I told the listeners, I said, how can a little boy, a little 5-year-old or 6-year-old boy, phantom this grown man coming into his room saying, you're going to do what your mama won't do, can fill in the word, and having this repeatedly done to you almost every night. First of all, your innocence is taken.
Yes.
Third of all, besides your innocence is taken, your mother, who's supposed to be your protector, the one that carries you for 9 months, tells you a lying bee, and that he didn't do it. And then before you know it, she's got you chained up in the basement like you are a piece of meat, like you are.
Oh, wow.
And this process continued until I was about 12 years old. And when I had ran away from her house and ran to my father's house, he said it was enough. And so from that point to that point, I had been abused. I had, I remember one of her boyfriends, he didn't like how the way I was looking, and so he slapped me in my face with a plate, and it broke across my face.
My God.
He urinated on me right there in front of my mom. She was laughing. Abuse that came from her, that's when resentment started.
Yeah.
And so growing up and around about 10 years old, I got saved. And I received the Holy Ghost, everything. And all this took place at Holy Tabernacle Church of God in Christ, Peoria, Illinois, under the leadership of Superintendent Robert James Chris. And there, you know, it's so good to be in church. I was in a place where I felt like I was needed. But at the same time, while I was going through what I was going through, I got molested by 2 missionaries in the church.
My goodness.
One of them said, you always crying. You're so feminine. You don't need to act feminine. And so she took my little hand and put it under her skirt, and I felt all of her womanhood. And so as I grew, I just had so many different things being confused. And so what led me into the homosexual lifestyle was, one is, it made me feel like I belonged to something. And I didn't have to put on a mask, or I didn't have to put on a front. I could just be myself, and someone would just love me for who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And so acting on those urges, I was in there for quite some time. I was in there for about 12 years. From the time I was 14 until I was about 25.
And that was going to be my next question as to how long were you actually in that lifestyle. So 11 years, that's the lifestyle that you were part of. The reason that I had said that because everybody's story is different. My story is completely different from yours, and the next person is different from, you know, from mine. And because my story, I wasn't molested or anything. I know that that does happen quite often, and I know that brings some confusion, a lot of confusion to a child, especially a young child. That brings confusion, and they don't understand what's going on. You know, who are they as a person? What are they supposed to be doing? Who are they supposed to be liking? I know that has to be hard. I can't see, you know, I can't completely speak on that, because that didn't happen to me.
Right.
You know, my story was different. It's something that I chose to do, and I just started acting on it at the age of 21, and I was actually in the lifestyle for 15 years. But God, because God is able to deliver, He's able to heal, and He's able to set us free if we choose to be. All we have to do is just surrender our life to Him and just give it to Him totally, not half-hearted, not just a little bit, and then come pick it back up later on. If we really want to be set free, God can do it. There's nothing too hard for God, and He really truly can set us free if we want to be free. Now, the time period that you were in the lifestyle, you were in that lifestyle for 11 years, and I know that you have two children, and we're not going to give names or anything because they are minors, but the two children that you do have, how did that come about? Because of the time period, I know that you said you were in that lifestyle from the age of 14 to 25, or that's 9 years, I'm sorry. But that time period that you were in there, how did the children come about? If you were in a lifestyle of homosexuality.
Well, my daughter's mother, we were best friends. Best friends, mm-hmm. and still are till this day. And mm-hmm. I just wanted to try something. I just really wanted to see what was it like to really be with a female, to be with a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And someone said, well, if it was experimenting, you got her pregnant one time, well, why did you do it again? When you have been abused, you have been belittled, and no type of motherling or any type of female guidance. Hear me when I say this. A son needs his mother. Just like a daughter needs her father, a son needs his mother. Because if he doesn't get mothered right, he won't know how to look for that right female, or what to look for, or what trait to look for in a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And when a child has been molested or raped or abused of any kind, they will go off to anything. And so at this particular time, I was in college. I was 21. And so me and her, we had sex. She got pregnant. And my first daughter came into the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And soon after, we had sex again. And so my second daughter was coming into the picture, and I was 22 at that time when she was born. And so when I told my father about, you know, my two little girls, you know, he was like, well, okay, that's good. And so in his mind, he just thought it was just a fate, you know, he's coming around. But I really didn't sit my father down and talk to him until I was 16 and let him know what was going on with me and what took place when I was with my mother. She would let some of her, to sit there and let your boyfriend urinate on your child and beat him with a belt to the point to where his skin is broke open. Like when a banana gets really ripe, it'll just bust open. And so that's how my skin was. It was just busting open. And so she would take me to the emergency room and tell so many lies. I had so many bumps and bruises on my body. It was just unreal. But DCFS would never take me away from my mother and give me to my father until I ran away at the age of 12 to my father's house and then was finally taken out of that situation. But the damage, the mental damage has already been done. The physical damage had already been done. And so about time that the rest of my life of me getting raised by my father and his family, you know, I had already set up in my mind on what to think and what to do, how I was going to handle it. Yes, I was saved. Yes, I was filled with the Holy Ghost. But in my mind, I had a certain way and a certain thing that I was going to do and how I was going to do and how I was going to get my mother back and, you know, different things of that nature. Sometimes it's hard to fathom or to think my mother, my birth mother, allowed this to happen to me. And what I like about it is it was one family in church that took me in. And that was the Loing family. And Missionary Loing, she already had six boys and she already had one daughter. But she seen the different things what I was going through. And so she took me under her wing, and that was my mother. When you look at the scriptures, you look at how Jesus was on the cross. And while he was getting crucified, the scripture tells us that he said, Jesus said now, who is my mother and who is my brother? And not only that, when you look into scripture, he was telling John to look on his mother Mary and behold, this is your mother. And Mary looked to John, and behold, this is your son. And so I had to grasp that, and God was getting me geared up for that. And she mothered me. She really mothered and had to go through all those different things of thinking and getting into those different walls that I put up. One thing you got to know, prayer works. And I want to tell the parent and the grandparent, regardless of what your child or your grandchild or your niece or your nephew is going through, don't never give up on them. Never give up on them. continue to pray for them. Continue to fast for them. Because I'm telling you, they will come out. They may not come out as fast as you want them to come out, but they're coming out. Deliverance
is
going to happen. And when I look at everything that I've been through, Sister Haley, in my life, I knew God had a special calling on my life. Because you have children now that are committing suicide. You have grown people committing suicide because of things that like that happened to them as a child. But I knew suicide was not a way out. It was not going to be a way out. Saved so young, I should have really allowed the Lord to really deal with me, but I did not allow him to do that. And when you don't allow him to deal with you, that's when other things can fester. And then when you act on your feelings and your emotions, other things will concur. And that's what happened in my life. It still was a lot of resentment towards my mother, mm-hmm. my birth mother. There was a lot of resentment. You know, I would see her. I wouldn't even talk to her. Now, how can I, who called herself being saved, don't even want to talk to her? I remember one time I had said some very derogatory words to her. And to me, and I found her, and I apologized for it.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but she had another child. My mother had another child. But I had prayed. And when I had found out that she had another child, I had went before the Lord for 45 days. I had fasted and consecrated myself for 45 days for my sister. And the Lord was doing, I mean, he done such a quick work in her life. He allowed my sister to be placed in foster care with DCFS there in Illinois. Eventually, her foster mother adopted her, and they moved mm-hmm. out of Peoria and moved to Texas. So she grew up in Texas, but I always was able to keep in contact with my little sister. And right now, she's 21, very successful young lady.
It's wonderful.
College grad. She works for Enterprise. Very intelligent young lady. She's somewhere up there in the company. I love her to death. But I just thank God that she didn't go through the same ordeal that I went through with our mother. And not only that, my mother had so many children in between us, and she has had about 5 abortions. And sometimes I wonder if the things that my mother allowed to take place, what went on in her childhood. But I remember one time I did sit down and talk with my mother. I said, mm-hmm. as a parent, whatever you went on or went through in your childhood, when the Lord blesses you to be a parent, because all children are a gift from God. I don't care if you got 1, 5, 10, or 20. They all are a gift from God.
Yes, and they have a purpose.
Yes, they definitely have a purpose. They definitely have a purpose. And I said, as a parent, you would do anything for your child. You won't try to belittle them. And that's what she did. She killed my spirit, confidence. It was many times of growing up and going to school, I wouldn't look up at nobody. I would wear, you know, the wrinkled clothes. I would wear the clothes with the holes in them, the shoes with the holes in them. You know, many times, you know, she would tell me, "Yo, Black B, you'll never be nothing." I don't even know why I had you. I should have aborted you. You know, different things like that, that crushes a child's spirit. I said, what did I do that was so wrong or so malice that my own mother felt this way about me? And
wow.
So I just want to encourage the people on this line is that make room for a child. Even though biologically that child may not be yours, make room for them because you never know what they're facing. You don't know what their home life is like. By you making room just for that one child, you don't know what type of person that you are cultivating and what type of seeds that you are planting in them. And now, my loins family, my adopted family, I love them to death. And without them really showing me what that family love was, I don't know where I would be today. And I love them. I love them to death. I won't say to death. I love them to life. Because we want to love everything to life. And
yes, Pastor Bowers, I'm going to go to the line. I have a caller that has a question, and we're going to get come back with some more of your testimony. The last four of the caller's phone number is 7340. If you could just tell us your name and where you're calling from, and you're live on the air. Hello? Hello? Okay. We'll go ahead and put that back on mute. I think the call dropped. Your story, I know that you have been through a lot. And again, I know everybody's testimony is different from the next person,
yep.
And everything that you had to endure, it just makes me just cringe because you don't know how blessed you are because you don't know what the next person may be going through. But
that's right.
At this time, what we're going to do, we're just going to take a brief, just a brief commercial break, and then we're going to come back again. If you have questions or comments throughout the show for myself or for my guest, the phone number here is 347-989-1779. You can press 1 on your keypad. I'll just announce the last four of your phone number, and then you'll be live on air. So we're going to go ahead and take a commercial break, and then we'll be back here in just a moment.
We can produce any type of radio commercial for your business, and also use our experience as marketers to help you find the right type of advertisement for your business. We understand that you're investing your money on a short radio commercial, which is why we make sure that every second of it is perfect and filled with as many marketing tools as possible, like incorporating your slogans, composing your very own original background music,
utilizing spokespeople,
or even
jingle.
From calm, informative commercials
to exciting, attention-grabbing commercials, we make sure to find the attitude that will impress the exact demographic you're trying to reach.
So no matter what type of business you have, we have the technological know-how and marketing expertise to produce the perfect advertisement for your business. Remember, a skillfully produced advertisement can actually prove to be an asset. So don't you think it's time you got your business headed in the right direction?
We're here asking people from all over what they think of Lipton green tea. Let's hear what people from Texas have to say.
Mmm.
How about China?
Mmm.
Germany?
Mmm.
How about people from the North Pole?
Mmm.
Or Mars?
Mmm.
What about mimes?
Oh, right.
People with their jaws wired shut?
Mmm.
Yeah, a barbershop quartet.
Mmm.
Oh, you guys are great. How about race car drivers? Yeah, what about you, high school glee club, here on a field trip? Well, that settles it. It sounds like everyone loves the taste of Lipton Green Tea. With its protective antioxidants from real tea, it's not just good for you, it's to you. Lipton Tea can do that.
And we're back. This is Perfecting Deliverance Radio, and I'm speaking here with my guest, Pastor Joseph Bowers. He's been telling us some in-depth testimony of his deliverance from a lifestyle of homosexuality. You can call into the station here, 347-989-1779. If you have questions or comments throughout the show, you can press 1 on your keypad. That'll let us know that you have a question or comment for myself or for my guest. And Pastor Bowers, we've been talking about your testimony, and I'm just curious as to what made you become a pastor. What was your calling? Well, I know that your calling had to have been for you to be a pastor, but how did that come about for you to become a pastor?
Well, I always knew that I was going to, you know, be pastor, but I ran from my calling for a long time. And until one day when I hit a brick wall in my life, told the Lord, whatever it is that you have for me, Lord, I'm obedient and I'm willing to do it. And so when I said that, I'll never forget it. It was on a Tuesday night. I will never forget it. And the Lord just started making waves and doing things and opening doors for me. And when I told people that I was starting a church, I got a lot of hate email. I remember one email I got that said, I wouldn't let you pastor my dead dog. And even still today,
wow.
Even today, I still don't get respect for, you know, being in that office of a pastor. But when God calls you, when God has given you a mandate, you have to go forward, regardless of what people are saying or how they're snickering or whatever they're doing. If God has sent you on an assignment, he's going to give you what to do and how to do, because he's already equipped you. He's already equipped you. He said, whom I call, if I qualify. And so since he called me, he already qualified. And we have been pastoring Faith Deliverance going on 10 months now. It'll be a year of me pastoring and a year of the church on the 22nd of February. And we just, you know, are small ministry. And I just believe in giving the people the word. One thing you got to know about sanctification and holiness is a lifestyle. It's not a denomination. Let's get that out
That's
the way.
Right.
It's not
That's
a
right.
denomination. But it's a lifestyle that you must live. God has called us to live a certain lifestyle. And holiness is a lifestyle. And again, what I tell my people is, just like I said on last Wednesday, is that I am not your God. So many people have put their pastors as God until the Lord himself removed them out of the way to let them know he's not your God, the man. But he is a vessel that I'm using to bring forth my message. And so that's one thing that I tell the people of God. I am not your God, but I am here as your leader to help you spiritually to get to that place in God. That's my job. I'm a servant. I'm not this icon. I'm not the statue that you worship. I am just here as a spiritual leader to help you get closer to the Lord. And that's one thing we have to know as pastors. We are servants. We are here to serve. There's no glamorization in being no pastor. There is no buku of money being no pastor. But there is just an assignment that you have to do as a pastor in order for that person to get to the next level in God.
That's right. The that's a good thing that you said that about that there's not bukus of money in being a pastor. Something that that I do know is that every church is not going to be 500 members plus. You're not going to have every church to be 20,000 members. God appoints people to those ministries for a reason. Again, I know that these last in evil days that the churches, it's going to get to a point where people are going to be running to the churches asking what do they need to do to be saved because of everything that is going on, the evil that is going on in this world, it's going to get more and more evil as the day goes on. The closer that it gets to God, to Jesus coming back, the more and more evil that's going to go on. That's why you keep seeing all these wars that keep kicking up, and I'm looking at the Republican debate, listening to it on last night, and how they're saying that, you know, how Obama brought the troops out of overseas, Afghanistan, all these different countries. They want to send them. They want to send people over there, you know, for them to start fighting and starting wars and all these different things. And that's what the Book of Revelation talks about, that there's going to be rumors of wars and men are going to be lovers of themselves. All these different things. The Book of Revelation is truly fulfilling itself. It is really playing out right now. That's how you know that Jesus is soon to come. And we have to get our lives in order, not on the fence. We were talking about this in Bible study on last night, how you can't be lukewarm because he'll spew you out of his mouth. He'd rather you be hot or cold. He doesn't want you to be lukewarm. But we have to make a decision. Who are we going to serve? Either we're going to serve God or we're going to serve the devil. You cannot serve two masters. It's not possible. You can't serve both. You're not going to be, and that's why I was teasing my mom about this the other night. I said, you can't be on the west side of heaven, or I'm going to be on this side of heaven, or, you know, I'm going to be at the in-between, or I'm going to, you know, if I do go to hell, you know, I'll get on the elevator and I'll come up to heaven. It doesn't work like that. Once we close our eyes, once we take that last breath, once our spirit and soul goes back to, it's going to go back to either God or it's going to go back to the devil. But wherever it is that it goes, that is where you're going to spend eternity. And we have to make sure and we have to know that when we die, there is no coming back. There is no coming back in this earthly body. When we leave this earthly body, we're going to spend our life. And I tell you what, I am a person, I live in Tennessee, West Tennessee at that. I don't like being hot. And I told my mother that after I got saved. I said, I don't know why I spent my life so long in the world, because if I would have died, you're talking about somebody who would have been upset, but what could I do? Nothing but burn eternally. Because as soon as I would close my eyes, I would have been in instant torment. So I thank God there's no way that I would change my life and go back to the life that I was in. The devil comes in, he'll try to tempt you. He'll try to put people in your way to try to knock you off course. But I tell you what, you have to continue praying. You have to continue fasting. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you need to seek him. If you're not saved, you need to get saved.
If
you're
saved, you need to stay saved. Do what it takes to stay saved. Do what it's going to take for us to get to heaven, because Jesus is soon to come. He's coming back, and he's coming back for a church without a spot or wrinkle. And we have to take this walk seriously about Christ, because there's nothing wrong with being saved and having a good time. There's nothing wrong with that. But we have to be serious about our walk with Christ, because he is soon to come. And we have to be ready. We can't just be getting ready when he comes back. And we already have to be ready. We won't have that second chance for us to try to get ready.
And I said, I'm going to shut up because I'm over here. I done got myself all worked up and got excited. But I'm so adamant about serving God, how it's so important for us to do this. And it's not it's not something, it's not hard. I used to think it was so hard to live saved. It's not hard. It's not hard. Things are hard when you make them hard. And you do things that you want to do. You lived in sin because you chose to. And when you're in a life of Christ, you can choose to live, you can live saved. He's not making us live saved. We have to make that choice.
That's right.
And just surrender surrender all to God. So I'm just so thankful. I'm thankful to be saved. I've been telling everybody, you know what, this is going to be my first Christmas, me being saved. I'm so thankful, and I'm so happy. I thought I could run around this room right now because I'm so excited and so happy. This is my first Christmas that I'm going to be saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. I've never been saved, y'all. Never. I've never been saved. I've never spent a Christmas saved. I've never spent a New Year's saved, New Year's Eve. I'd go to church, and I'd go straight to the club. In lifestyle of homosexuality, don't know what I was doing with my life, on my way to hell, but God. God came in, and he changed my life around, and I did a 180, not a 360, because if I did a 360, I'd be right back to where I was, but I did a 180. He flipped me around completely, and he changed my life, and he can do the same thing for you. So I'm just so thankful for everything that he's done. Pastor Bowers, the lifestyle that you were in, the people, you know, that you've dated, in the past and everything, do you ever see any of the people that hurt you, any of the people that you dated, or even, I know you had spoke of the women that had molested you, or even the men that had molested you, do you ever see any of those people?
No, I haven't. Never came across any of my abusers. But, yes, I did come across, like I said on last Wednesday, one of the young men that I did date. And, you know, we were together for about 5 years. And I told him, I said, you can be delivered. I said, you can come out this lifestyle if you really want to come out. I said, you can be saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost right now. I said, do you mind if I pray with you? He said, no, I don't mind. And I prayed with him and asked the Lord to reverse his mindset and get into the mind. So you got to realize that type of lifestyle is a stronghold, and that is a mindset stronghold. And after I prayed with him, the tears was falling, and he just said, well, Joseph, you are really changed. I said, yes, I am. I said, the Lord can change anybody. And when I was in that lifestyle, it seemed like I was a destroyer because I wouldn't mind cussing nobody out. I wouldn't mind going to whoever the man was with, a girlfriend or a wife, and tell her to her face that I was sleeping with your husband or your boyfriend. And there's nothing to him, no way. There's nothing to him, no way. And I don't even know why you with him. You need to let him go. I had that lifestyle of where I had the fingernails, everything. I didn't wear, you know, the makeup or the wigs or the women's clothes, but you could tell I was very, very feminine. Very feminine. And if I was with, you know, that young man, he opened the door for me and everything else. And I played that role as domestic, as that woman. And when God began to deliver me, and I began going through the delivering process, he changed all that. He changed all that. My walk, talk, everything. He changed all that. In the process, listen, some deliverance is instantaneous, but some deliverance is a process. Because in your deliverance, God has to allow you for you to see you. Let me say that again.
He has to allow you to see you for who you really are and to take all those masks. See, in this day society, everything is copyrighted. Nothing is genuine. And so in order for the delivering process to be taking place, you have to remove all of those different that you have put on. Because you have so many people have so many different things going on and so different many masks on their face, they don't even know the real them, the real self. I can tell you on tonight that I know my real self. I know me. And it took a 10-year delivering process for that to happen. Because I had to deal with all of the anguish. I had to deal with all the resentment, deal with all different things that I had going on in my life that I had to say, Lord, fix it. Lord, I need you to do this. And so with that, he did that because I allow him to do that. One thing you got to know is you got to let God be God and the Lordship over your life. If you want true deliverance, you got to allow him to deliver you. You can't hold on to no grudges in your heart. You can't hold on to different things in your mind. You got to let him deliver you if you truly want to be delivered. And you can be delivered from this lifestyle. You can be delivered from drugs. You can be delivered from alcohol. You can be delivered from porn. You can be delivered from anything. Having a self-righteous spirit. Having a judgmental spirit. Having an over-opinionated spirit. God can deliver you from that. He can deliver you from anything. There's nothing too great that he cannot deliver you from. And whoever I'm talking to on this radio show on tonight, deliverance is for you. Deliverance is for you. And if you want to be saved, if you want to be delivered, just call in the prayer. Just call in this radio station, and we will do that for you. We will be there with you. We have a lot of people that's hurting, but we can't even help nobody because we're hurting ourselves. And if we don't allow the Lord to clean us up and to deliver us and to set us out, how can we be a help to someone else who's hurting? And so that's why I like how the Lord just allowed me to go through this process. It's a beautiful process. But, yes, it was many lonely nights. Many nights I had to cry. Said, what's wrong with me? Why don't nobody, want to love me? But I had to learn how to love myself. I had to learn how to deal with me with all my imperfections and say, Lord, I know I'm a human being. I'm not no superhuman. But I had to learn how to love me first. I said, how can I be in a relationship with a young lady and treat her when I don't even love myself? I don't know how to treat myself right. God has delivered. God has definitely delivered through that process.
Well, thank God for your deliverance, for the process that you went through. I thank God. I said my deliverance was instantaneously, and literally, I tell this story. And for those of you that don't know, if you're listening in, I was a woman that dressed in male apparel daily, wearing full fledged suits all the way down to men's underwear. I mean everything that I wore. Was of a men's apparel, but I tell you one day, I was at work and God came in. Jesus came into my life and He saved me and I was at work, and he saved me right then, and I gave my life to God at that moment. And the from then on out up until now and still going, that God came in and he changed my life completely. And it's something that I did instantaneously. It happened just at that moment. And I was a person that I had, one, I had a foul mouth. I was a person who used bad language often, very often, daily. And it was to the point that when I spoke to my parents on the phone, because my mother is a district missionary, my father is a pastor. So when I would talk to them on the phone, I would have to make sure I would talk slow, and I would have to make sure as to what I was saying to make sure I didn't slip and cuss, because I didn't want to offend them and for them to be upset with me, even though I knew they knew that I was doing something, but I didn't want that to happen. And once I got saved, once I gave my life to God and totally surrender my life to God, I haven't slipped, not once. He took everything. He changed my walk. He changed my talk. He changed the way I dress, the way that I carried myself, everything about me. He changed everything, and he did it in the twinkling of an eye, instantaneously. And the next day I came back to work, and I was a totally different woman. And the people there, they could tell that there was something different about me, because I was normally I would be hanging out and be talking, and the way I was talking, everything, I said I had completely changed the way I carried myself overnight. And God can do it just that fast. Yep. when you are ready to surrender your life to him, he can do it for you. Yeah. If you let him. You just have to give it to him. So I'm thankful for him delivering me and for him saving me and setting me free. And your life, with you being delivered now, how do you feel about your life now that you're delivered from that lifestyle?
I just thank the Lord that he caught me and that I allow him to deliver me. Don't you know I would be in the same situation as you, Sister Haley, if I was to die in my sin and go to hell? That would be a sin and a shame.
Yeah.
Because one, that was professing to be saved, professing to have the Holy Ghost, and was doing all this junk and this garbage, but was allowing what happened to me in my life to hold me as a hindrance. And there really is no excuse. But now where God has me, it is such a breath of fresh air to lay down in peace and to get up in peace, to laugh. It was a time in my life where I couldn't laugh. I did more crying than I did laughing. To laugh and to just be in the newness of life and just enjoying life, enjoying my saved life, enjoying what I do, pastor, enjoying what I do, and just loving on God's people, showing them the way, not just, you know, on the pulpit on Sunday or being in the service through the week, but, you know, going to their home, talking to them. You know, some of my members, we have movie night at their house. And, you know, we sit there and we watch the movie, a family discussion. And one thing that is missing out of the family is family discussion. And that's one thing, too, that's missing out of the church is a sense of family. God has ordained family in the right structure. He has ordained the man as the head. Above him is God. Now, and with him as a helpmate is the woman. Now, listen to this. Tell the woman to be submissive and to be subservient to the husband. But in the Word, God tells us as the man to love your wife. And this is what I tell the brethren. To love your wife as Christ has loved the church and gave his life for it. The Word specifically tells us as a man, as the husband, that we are supposed to be able to lay our life down for our wife.
That's right. That's the Word.
And when I tell different men that, they have a puzzled look on their face. It's like, wow. It's like they have been taught in such a way of what the woman is that, you know, she's this and she's that. No, the Lord has commanded us as the husband, as the man, to cherish the woman, to cherish our wife, to be supportive of her. I don't care if she's making more money than you, you still be supportive of your wife. You know, there's nothing wrong with a man washing dishes. There's nothing wrong with a man cooking dinner. There's nothing wrong with a man changing the baby's diaper. There's nothing wrong with a man taking the children out so mom can get a rest or get some me time. One thing about parenting is it's teamwork. It is teamwork. It's not one do more than the other, or we go tit for tat with the children, because that's a whole nother scenario that brings other problems. But one thing we have to do as men is we have to get back to the place as being men. And one thing is, and one thing that I said on last Wednesday is, there are a lot of women out here who really love the gay man. And it's not just because they think of him as the girlfriend or whatever, but just simply a man that they can communicate with, that they can be with. And it's not, you know, so much uproar going on. And like I said on last Wednesday, there are and I know you were shocked to hear this too when I said it, but there are a lot of women who would be a mother or want their child to be fathered by a gay man. And I know it's mind-boggling, and I know the people here on the radio would be like, what are you talking about? What do you mean? It's all because of how, and some of them, they don't carry themselves like a woman. It's some gay men that you will never know that they're gay. I mean, they still act like the man, they macho this and that, but you will never know that they are gay. But they would prefer that. And to throw that out, I know a lot of your listeners would be, you know, very shocked to hear that, but it's so true. It's very, very true. And one thing you have to know is you have to come out their lifestyle. That's what we're talking about on tonight. That's not a lifestyle that's pleasing to God. That's not a lifestyle that's pleasing to yourself. And you need to come out of that lifestyle. And any other lifestyle that's not pleasing to God, you need to come out. And you can come out with strongness. You can come out with the peace of mind. And all you need to do is just give your life to the Lord. Hear me good. Give your life to Christ in your life. And I'm going to give you scripture to back up to what I'm saying. Romans, the 12th chapter, in verse 1, tells us that we need to present our bodies, present ourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. So we have to give everything over to Christ and everything over to God. Everything, your mind, your body, and your soul. Give the Lord your children. Give him your job, your bills, everything. Give it over to the Lord and watch him work it out for you. Watch him work it out for you. He did it for me. He done it for Sister A. He'll do it for you. He is not a he's not a God that should lie. He's going to do it. All that you need to do is trust him. Walk out on faith and watch him work in your life. If you allow him to, watch him work in your life. If you allow him to.
Oh yeah, because he's not. The thing is,
God is not
a respected person.
God is not a respected person.
That's right.
For that,
I'm thankful for that.
That he's not a respected person.
Myers, if you could just
give
the callers your information, like if someone is male or female is in that lifestyle
Before you give that information, if there's anyone on the line, again, before you call out, if you have a question or comment, you can press one on your keypad if you're on the line now.
But Pastor Bowers, you can go ahead with your information.
Yeah, they can reach me on Facebook at Joseph AJ Bowers Loing on there. We also do have a Facebook page for Safe Deliverance Holiness Church, Holiness Temple Church as well. They can contact me there. The email address where they can contact me is fdht2014@yahoo.com. And then you can also reach me on my personal phone at 678-278-5473. And now you can reach me anytime, day or night. It doesn't matter. You want prayer, doesn't matter. You want to get more involved in the church, that's not a problem. We have service at 12 o'clock right there on Deal Avenue. Right after is my brother's service. He's a pastor as well at 2 o'clock. And here in January we're going to be going to a new location. If you get with me, I will definitely give you that information. The one thing about Faith Deliverance is we are a family church. We are Bible-believing, Bible-based. You're going to be taught true holiness in this church. We are one that loves on one another. We love on one another. And the church motto is faith, deliverance, and change. And that motto the Lord gave me, along with the church name, he said, if you deal with the person's faith, then you can deal with their deliverance. And after they're done with their faith, dealing with their deliverance, then they can deal with the change. And that's one thing about us as people. We really don't like change. Is in the change, you won't mind changing. When God is in the deliverance, you won't mind being delivered. And when God is in the faith, you won't mind that your faith level is getting taken to another dimension in God.
That's all right.
I thank you,
Pastor, for for being on the line tonight, just for sharing your testimony.
I just thank God, those of you,
if you got his information there. Also, you can contact me on Facebook. I do have two pages, LaToya Haley, that you can contact me at if you're my friend. If you're not, page two, you can send a friend request to as well. Also, you can follow me on Instagram, at LaToya Haley. I'm not on Twitter that much,
you can go on there.
It is at LaToya Haley as well. But I don't tweet. I'm not a big Twitter person. I do have a Periscope that I do have set up, too. It's Perfect and Deliverance. It's LaToya Haley at Perfect and Deliverance. No E on the end. I get on there sometimes, and I do some periscoping. I also have my Perfect and Deliverance Ministries page on Facebook that you can go on and like that as well. You can contact us by email, which is perfectanddeliverance1@yahoo.com, or you can also call. I do have a 24-hour prayer line as well, but it is my ministry's phone call. Phone line is 731-215-0236. I do have a prayer team. That we're getting started.
So
if you want prayer, you can contact us at any time. And someone will be praying with you as well. I just thank God for my guest, for being on tonight. Join us again next Wednesday. We're going to be here at 8 p.m. Not sure exactly who my guest is going to be on next week. We're getting close to Christmas. So next week will be my Christmas show that I'll be doing. So we're going to do something special next week on the 23rd. We're going to do something special. So you all make sure that you tune in 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on next week. Those of you that are Eastern Standard Time, that's 9 p.m. And if you're way out on the West Coast, it's either going to be 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock if you're Pacific time or Mountain time. Just tune in on next week. Again, you can call the station 347-989-1779, or you can go on our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/perfectanddeliverance. So just thank everybody. That has listened into the show. I appreciate you. I love you very much. And we're going to take it out with a song. You all have a blessed night. I love you with the love of Christ. You all have a wonderful night.
You all have a wonderful night.
sense.
I'm still here.
But I'm still here.
Say it like you mean it.